a set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's time for the car show with Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. We have the Chartels here in the studio. Dad, Mr. Kenneth Kenny.
Hello,
Kenneth
Meg.
Chartel, and his son, Kenny Chartel Jr.
Hello, Meg. Good day. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. To be here. Yeah, it's great to see you guys. And this is a great time to have you in the studio. So, folks, get ready now to send in those questions. 850-437-1620. And the reason I say that is because now is the time, I think, people are thinking about the holidays or thinking about their vehicles. I think a lot of folks are going to be opting to drive versus fly. And so my question would be, do they need to come in and get it checked? What do we need to do to get ready to travel?
You know, it's a great point, Meg, as we are approaching the holiday season and many of us will be traveling to and from grandmother's house or grandmother's house we go in our wonderful car.
Uh-huh.
You know, a 15-minute check can save a whole days of poor travel, you know, and headache. So yeah, it's really important to get those vehicles inspected before you take these long road trips. Long or short, it's always important to make sure you've got a good close eye on your vehicle. But absolutely, you know, a simple maintenance check can go a long way and save you the headache from a frustrating road trip as well.
Is that expensive to do?
No, absolutely. You know, if you do a good job at maintaining your vehicle as far as oil changes and other components that are regularly inspected, then for the most part, no. A big thing would be, of course, tires and fluids and lights as we get into these twilight hours sooner. Mm-hmm. With daylight saving, we're driving in the dark a lot more often now. So we are using our lights, and how often are we out there inspecting our tag lights, or our brake lights, or our turn signals? So all important things to check.
I saw a vehicle last night on the 3-mile bridge, and the taillights were fine, but no headlights.
That's a dangerous thing.
Oh, gosh. I was thinking, oh, boy, this is not good. I was trying to get their attention, but I couldn't. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's when there's so much ambient light on the roadways these days, it's hard to know sometimes. We've seen it often. Let's put it that way. I had no idea my headlight was out. Well, you're missing a right front for sure, but the fog light works and is making up what you're missing.
Right.
But yeah, those are certainly things that we do see as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the car show, so please text in your questions about your vehicles, 850-437-1620. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze, where you're located and how long y'all have been in business and what you specialize in, because it's a good story.
Well, Meg, we started almost 30 years ago.
December 1st.
December 1st.
So the anniversary's coming up.
It's coming up real soon.
Awesome.
It's coming up. My father had a vision that all automotive repair didn't have to cost an arm and a leg, and that you could really get quality you could afford with good auto repair service. And so my father started Affordable Automotive in 95.
Wow.
And also that people, you know, make them aware of their cars and things that you need to do with keeping up maintenance on it. Because if you keep up the maintenance, the car will keep going for you. You start letting one thing go and then another thing you let go. Before you know, you have a laundry list, and then it's like, where do I begin?
And one problem could lead, like the neglect of one thing would then lead to the neglect of the other attached
Correct.
Item, right?
Yep.
Absolutely, you know.
I can't be specific because I don't know enough about cars, but I know when it's not working.
When you can't turn that radio up any louder to get rid of that noise you're hearing going down the road, then I think it is absolutely time to have that inspected.
Denial is not a good thing when it comes to your car.
No, and as dependent as we are on them, we're quick to just brush it off to the side. Oh, that just started me. I got to, and then, you know, a week later, it
bites
us. I'll
get that check next week.
I'll get that check next week, and we
Put
all know how quick the days go by because a week turns into two, and now 2 months, and now we're on the side of the road.
And now you're used to that noise, so you kind of don't even think about it anymore. It's like, okay, a week's gone by. I was going to get this check, but
It's okay.
Is it that bad?
It's still running.
It's still moving. I've gone 100 miles since I started hearing that noise. I can keep going.
Not good.
So that's running on the most extreme cases that we see. But, you know, for normal driver, for everybody out there, you know, it's just important that you get a good inspection on your vehicle before making any long road trip, but especially before the holidays. You know, it's supposed to be a happy, joyous time, and being stuck on the side of the road is not fun. Even as mechanics, Father, we've been stuck on the side of the road, you know, and in the days of being able to pop the hood and fix it and be on your way, even for us with a little bit of knowledge, it's not that easy anymore. So, you know, a quick check can say, you know, can at least help prevent
sure,
that stuff.
Sure, so. Just right. Looking at things like the belts and hoses and things like that. Just checking the fluids. Maybe you don't need an oil change yet, but just checking all the fluids then is a good idea. And, you know, if you have one and you don't have run flat tires, you're going to have a spare. Make sure that has air.
That's true, because I never check that, I'll be honest.
Most people don't ever check it, and then they're sitting on the side of the road. It's like, well, I got a spare. Well, I put it on, and it's as flat as the tire they're taking off.
Oh, goodness.
So.
Well, that's interesting, because someone just texted in. I'm about to take an 8 to 10-hour road trip for Thanksgiving. What should I have for emergencies in my car?
Well,
that's a good question. Well, you just said check your spare tire.
Check
first
the spare tire for sure.
Anything to have? I mean, I guess. Yeah. For me, the battery cords.
Jumper cables.
Jumper cable. Thank you.
Yes.
Jumper cables.
Absolutely. You know, jumper cables are a great essential item in any travel emergency kit that you might keep in your trunk or in the very back of your SUV, but certainly a set of jumper cables. Of course, a flashlight. You know, we don't realize how useful that is. And while our phone has one, let's not rely on that phone to be our be-all for an emergency, and make sure we just have a simple flashlight in the back of there. You know, another thing is a tire inflator or a tire air pressure checker, you know, a tire gauge. That's a simple thing to check too, you know. Again, if you're making a long drive, 8 to 10 hours, Florida is only so big and stays pretty warm. But if you're heading north, that temperature difference is going to make a big effect on those tires. And if you start getting into colder climates, that temperature will decrease. And so you need to be on top of that to make sure that you're not running under inflated tires 70 miles an hour down the interstate.
See, I would never have thought of that, but it's so true that it doesn't take far north to suddenly see drops in temperature.
Absolutely.
Up here in Atlanta, it can get pretty cold.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you had that coolant leak all summer long that you just kept adding water to and never run any antifreeze, now...
Oops. Now
it's
we've got an issue.
Now we're going to a freezing area.
And that's not good.
Remember, anti-freeze is anti-freeze for a reason. And water does freeze at 32, as we all know.
Right.
So in that regard, it's always important along a side note from the maintenance or the emergency kit, but making sure that antifreeze is to the proper dilution rate to ensure that, you know, obviously you're at the right anti-freezing properties of the cooling system is best described by myself.
Well, in some of my travels, I've seen the truck drivers that'll be stalled, and they have those little flare things that they put on the side of the road. I've never seen anybody with a sedan or a vehicle. Is that something you should have, or is that something more for the drive, the big
Absolutely.
Big
you know, they're a very inexpensive kit. You can actually buy an emergency roadside kit at any of your local stores, and I'd have to say probably less than $20
gets you
a simple flare. Maybe even a flashlight and a couple of those cones that you can put up just to let other drivers know you're stalled. Pay attention to me. I'm on the side
especially
of the road.
Especially at night, some of those
especially
remote roads between when you're traveling between towns and you're not
Absolutely.
On the interstate.
Right. And there's no light around and you're the only car on the road and you don't want to be the reason for an accident.
And not... your battery's dead, so you can't have your hazards on.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's a good one. You threw a real monkey into
your
engine. Wow. Well, I get it.
You think like me, worst case scenario.
This is not going to be good.
This is not going to be good. We're talking on Pep Talk with our friends from Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. This is the car show. Please text in your questions if you're getting ready to travel. Maybe you've got a little sound or a little click in your car you've been wondering about, or just have a general question, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
And just one other thing, you know, talking about an emergency travel kit, while it might seem kind of silly, a first aid kit could be important in such a situation.
I have one in my trunk, yeah.
Exactly. So say you don't change your tires or do a whole lot mechanically in your life, and now you're on the side of the road changing that spare tire, and you're wrenching and frustration's building, and all of a sudden a cut or something happens. Well, you know, a simple first aid kit is a helpful thing to have there.
That's true.
You know, I remember my father saying back when he was in the Colorado days of growing up, always keeping a blanket in the back. Of course,
I
in the mountains.
I have one in my car. My dad taught me that years ago. I have one in my trunk.
Yep. And, some things
and I don't
never
even
die.
Know. I know. And I'm sitting here thinking, why do I have this? Oh, yeah, Dad said always travel with a blanket. So I just leave. I have a little blanket back there.
Yeah, it's
Isn't
a good
funny?
Idea to keep, especially if you're heading now going north. You know, it's going to be cooler up there.
Mm-hmm.
You might be sitting there for an hour or two before a tow truck gets
to you.
You can't drive away from it. So, you know, it's going to get cold real quick in that car when it's not running.
That's true. And it may not be a bad idea to have some extra water.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Extra water is always an important thing. You know, the phone chargers and maybe an extra battery pack for your phone if it's something that, you know, again, battery related, it just depends on what could happen with your vehicle. But being prepared for any and all situation when you're traveling is going to make the big difference of getting yourself out of a pickle than staying in it.
That's
and
right.
So, but yeah, those would definitely be, you know, a flashlight, jumper cables, tire inflator, an air pump, a blanket, some water bottles, a phone charger, extra battery pack for that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
First aid kit. And of course, if you have kids, snack, you know,
snacks for the kids,
snacks for the kids, and a backup tablet charger important as jumper cables.
For distraction.
So just remember that.
That's so true. That's so true. So this season, we're in the season of November, and lots of folks are running around and doing a lot of things. But what are you seeing at the shop now? Do you have sort of trends, or how does it work for y'all? Do you have trends where you see the same things over and over again, or?
Well, the funny thing is, all of a sudden, we're warm 10 months out of the year, and the last few days with this cooler weather, we've had, I don't have any heat
out of
my air conditioning works great, but I have no heat.
Of course.
So, you know, in Florida, we don't use it that much, and then all of a sudden, we get a big cold snap, and now we need our heat and realize it doesn't work, so we've had a few of those complaints come in over the past couple weeks with the cold weather.
Yeah, that makes sense. Of course.
You know, and just working on one this morning, unfortunately, there are a lot of products out there at the auto parts store that are on shelves that aren't necessarily a good thing to put in your car, and engine coolant stop leak is not one that we recommend at our shop.
Really?
Because remember, a coolant leak can be anything from a broken hose, a radiator, or a small pinhole, or some sort of crack. A liquid stop leak does not know the difference between a small passageway and a radiator and a crack that's leaking externally on the engine. So it's just going to clog them all up.
It'll start plugging everything.
It can plug up a radiator and a heater core. And when that happens, of course, unfortunately for this vehicle, it's a plugged up heater core. We'll do our best to try to back flush that out and try to see if we can remove some of that stop leak that's in there. But ultimately, again, you know, just because it's on the shelf doesn't mean it's a great product. So.
Wow, so good intentions, but it got
absolutely
not a good idea.
A lot of times with the stop leak, once it coagulates and, you know, thinks that it stopped the leak, it doesn't like coming out anymore. It kind of hardens in there.
Oh, gosh.
So,
okay.
You know, sometimes you can flush it out and get them cleaned out again, but a lot of times you might not get the best of heat, but you'll get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best is always then to replace the heater core, radiator, whatever stopped up.
Okay.
So,
well, we've got another question that came in. We've been talking about antifreeze this morning, and the question is, what type of antifreeze should I select? So I don't know anything about antifreeze, but I'm guessing there are different brands, different strengths, same way you have different kinds of gas, different kinds of oils.
Yeah.
Is there a different kind of antifreeze?
There's a whole topic right there on antifreeze.
Yeah, that's a long topic, honestly, because antifreeze, it used to be the old, Prestone. Everybody knew
that's
that.
What my, I remember my
everybody
dad putting that
Everybody remembers
in the car.
That name from back in the day. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was green, and that was it. But and it did a good job for the cast iron engines and different things like that that needed, you know, some protection and lubrication for the water pump and things like that. Now the manufacturer is going to so many different types of aluminum and plastic.
You've got blue and green and pink and yellow and a purple color. And, you know, every manufacturer.
I'm guessing that's why this listener is a little confused about what to use.
Right. So
absolutely.
Again, it depends on the vehicle. General Motors uses what they call Dexcool. Dexcool is an orange color. It's actually good for 5 years and or 150,000 miles, that so the manufacturer says.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are different ones. If unsure, you know, again, look in your owner's manual. It'll give you what it should be and what the good percentages of this, you know, usually 50-50 is what most of us mix it at. So
is there a time of year that you should do that, or is something you should have in your vehicle all year round?
It doesn't really matter. You just want to keep up with it. If you have a leak, then, you know, that's fine. Just don't keep adding water to it. Add some antifreeze to it and, you know, do that until you can get it fixed, but don't add the stop leak.
Okay, so we'll be very clear this morning about what not to do.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, and as far as the antifreezes go, you know, most of your manufacturers, again, GM uses the Dexcool. Toyota uses
Asian.
And again, Toyota uses a blue, but the Lex, sorry. Again, I'm even confused. Toyota uses some reds, and they use the blues for the Lexus. But that's all Toyota anyway, but it is... a quick Google search as far as whatever vehicle you're in should give you a quick breakdown of what specifically type they're trying to they would like in that vehicle. But again, a good 50-50 mix is really about all you need. You don't want 100% antifreeze in there either. Mm-hmm. You know that it gets too thick, believe it or not.
Right.
So it has to be able to transfer that heat from the engine block to the radiator, and of course it's got to have flowing liquid.
Okay, so this is why I'm going to bring my car to your shop, because everything you've talked about, I think, oh, that makes sense. So I have, you know, I would not knowing what I'm doing, I would mess it up. I know I would. I probably would make the wrong combination or the wrong antifreeze with the wrong car. I don't know. Mm-hmm. These are all things I don't know.
And the good thing with your vehicle, Meg, unless you've had an issue with it, the system should stay sealed. You really shouldn't have to touch it. But mm-hmm. for maintenance purposes, like Pops is saying, 5 years or whatever the recommended mm-hmm. manufacturer replacement of that is, but unless you've got a leak, it should stay pretty much all together and full most of the time.
I mean, between oil changes and stuff like that, or you know, you might go through a cup or a, you know, a little bit of, you're always mm-hmm. going to go through a little bit because mm-hmm. The system's getting hot, it gets cold, it gets
right.
hot, it gets cold. And the temperature changes. And
mm-hmm. This is Florida.
This is Florida.
20 degrees one day, 75
yes,
the next.
Ma'am.
We just did that last week.
Just because you're adding a little bit of coolant here and there, that's not a major concern. Now, if you're starting to add every week a quart or so, yeah, I really need to get it checked.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, and our experts this morning are from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, the Chartels, Kenny and his dad, Ken. And this is a family-owned business coming up on a 30-year anniversary.
Yes.
I've known these folks for, I think, 20-something years, I want to say. So I can vouch for them for sure and their integrity and honesty and their willingness to help you figure out what the problem is with your vehicle without overcharging you, without scamming you. I mean, there's always that fear out there. But that's why I just think Affordable Automotive is just a terrific place. And so I'm just saying that. No one's paying me to say that. I'm just saying that because that's my experience with
them. Well, thank you, Meg.
Yeah, but if you have a question, please text it in, 850-437-1620. You mentioned now you're seeing people wanting to get their heaters fixed. You seeing any other trends this time of year or people coming in with specific issues?
Batteries.
As this temperature change happens, so does that condition on the battery. And
right.
that changes it.
Mm-hmm. The battery is ruined with the heat, but it shows up in the cold weather.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the hot weather is actually what ruins the battery.
Okay.
But the problems show up once it gets cold.
See, and I don't know a thing about it. I just know when I hear that click.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Click, click, click.
Yes, that's
so
not a
last,
good thing.
what, 2 weeks? Well, last Sunday, it was, I'll call it 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Car started up fine. Rum, 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 rum. Off you go. And then that morning, we started off at 40 degrees, and it's a rum, 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 rum. Well, now the cold is affecting what the heat has done.
Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
And so that capacity in that battery basically is diminished. Well, it might show a voltage. Once you're putting a load on it or trying to start it,
mm-hmm.
That voltage starts to drop. And, of course, you're hearing it as that starter is no longer spinning as fast as it used to. So batteries are a big thing when this temperature
yep.
changes.
So how often should you have that checked?
Well,
you say?
Batteries, they're a funny thing.
Cars, Dad, are a funny thing.
Cars
and
stuff are a funny
thing.
They're
all funny.
Much better hands in your garage than mine, just saying. We do have another text question that came in. I don't know what this is. Do they do front differentials?
Yes, we do front differential work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you please explain what that is?
Well,
that would
be on a four-wheel drive vehicle or a full-time four-wheel drive vehicle. So the front differential is actually what transmits the power to the front wheels.
Oh,
and
okay.
So you have a drive shaft that goes to the rear wheels and a drive shaft that goes to the front wheels. And that's what drives your front wheels is the front differential.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you don't have many problems with it, at least on a part-time 4x4 system, because it's not being used all the time, only when you engage it. But on a fully automatic 4x4 system, that differential's in play the whole time. So, yes, it needs to have the oil checked and fluids checked in it, too, just like the rear differential does. So,
okay.
You know, and on that note, with the front differential, there's so many vehicles out there that have a part-time and a full-time,
correct.
You know, all-wheel drive feature. A lot of your GM or Ford mm-hmm. products have that, and it's usually a little knob to the left of the steering wheel or maybe to the right, depending on the year make. But, you know, often we've had a couple instances where that was not positioned right, or maybe
correct.
They're running in four wheels the whole time and it should have been in auto, where the computer makes the decision when it wants to kick that in. And because it's running in full-time auto, which it's not necessarily designed to do, we've had issues where it's burned up that front differential or caused issues.
Or transfer case problems.
Or transfer case problems.
Because, again, that power has to be transmitted from the rear wheels and also to the front wheels. And that transfer case is just doing what it says. It's transferring the power for the rear wheels to the front wheels. So,
okay.
So that it does matter. And a lot of vehicles have, like GM has, a two-wheel high. Now, if you're riding around today on a nice day like that, don't leave it in that auto mode. Put it in a two-wheel drive mode. There's no sense. It's just easier on the transfer cases.
Okay, got a quick, we only have a couple minutes left, but one more text question for you. Chevy 09 lifter problems. What is the cost of a DOD delete? They're looking at each other with big smiles on their faces.
Well, I'd like to say we've never experienced one of those types of issues before, Meg, but I'd be lying if I did.
I see the smile of recognition going on in the studio here.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is becoming a major issue for all GM, you know, Cadillac.
And Chrysler's
on,
too.
Oh, boy.
The 5.7s, we're seeing those, too. Not as much as so much on the Chrysler's, but a lot more on a General Motors year of late.
Okay, so they need to bring it in.
I would definitely recommend giving us a call, of course, Affordable Automotive at 850-932-0811. And myself or Mark, our service advisor up front, will definitely get you a good estimate on that. But unfortunately, it can get a bit costly depending on how far or how long it's been making the noise. We can always get a look at that, though. But thanks again for joining, everybody. Be sure to join us next time, 850-932-0811.
All right, Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, this has been the Car Show on Pep Talk.